Today's episode is brought to you by Dillico. Are you looking for some cool, comfy pickleball gear and clothes for everyone? Dillico! Check out today's episode for a special promo code. Everybody, welcome to Don't Make Me Come Back There. We are a funny podcast about family. My name is Dustin Nickerson, and I'm the host and the comic.
Yeah.
Two-a-days. We got a double up. And Mel's here, too.
Hi.
And Andy. I forgot to introduce Andy. We don't like when our hands touch. We're not fans. You know? Cheers.
Public Square. Cheers.
Cheers. Public Square. Downtown La Mesa.
Thanks for Starbucks.
Starbucks. If you guys want to hear a big, long rant about how Starbucks sucks, sign up for Patreon. Patreon was a sequel to Tron. It's
Patreon.
And it's actually about the father of Tron. It's pronounced Pa-tron. It's it was not a hit. It did it was only
Patron.
It was
straight to DVD?
No, it was big in big in some small communities in Austria, but other than that, it just never really took off. Podtron was a futuristic. Did you see it or no?
I did not. No.
No. Most people didn't, but a bit of a cult classic, Podtron. Anyways, everybody, thanks for tuning into the little podcast that could hear. Appreciate you, backseaters, coming back. We got a lot to discuss. I'm not even going to act like I have topics planned and thoughts we're going to. Anytime I've ever queued them up, we've never gotten there. Not one time in the history of our podcast have we done it. I'm just sitting here right now thinking about, a little angsty. I got second episode energy, which is good. Yeah. We got a little caffeine. Mm-hmm. I want a scone from downstairs so bad. And if I do a good job on this podcast, and then we do our podcast ad, and then we go buy our gifts for our patrons who are $100 and up, and we send them a monthly thrift store gift, then I get a scone. And that's a reward. Mm-hmm. But I don't get it until then. Because I don't deserve it. Unless I do a good job.
Let's knock it out of the park.
That's some good energy right there.
Keep it on the rails.
Everybody. thanks for everybody. We really appreciate you being here. Couple things. One, I mentioned the Patreon. We got Patreon Zoom coming out.
Yeah, we do. May.
Love the patrons. Always what a good got? Chat with you guys. Sometimes our patrons are on the go. You know.
Yeah, and it's fun.
We had some patrons coming back through customs.
Selfie.
On your way back to Houston. Uh-huh. I see you guys.
Someone
probably
was
my best
leaving
Houston
church.
Fan.
Avro was
leaving church.
Church,
yeah.
Her ride was late. All right, so Sunday, May 19th, 5 p.m., Patreon Zoom.
Boom. I'll be in Fort Collins. You'll be...
In La Mesa.
We don't live in La Mesa.
I'll be on the go.
On the go. What do you got going on?
I'm going to host a Zoom and be
at
the grocery store.
Yeah.
I could never.
Everyone's like, what's she shopping at? What's she doing in there?
Can never multitask like that.
No. Can't, you know, it's not a...
I'll be parking in the Costco parking lot.
Yeah. I think Mel's told you know what Mel often listens to while she grocery shops?
Often, sometimes.
This our podcast, yeah.
Well, sometimes you only have, like, serious podcasts or books, audiobooks, and you're like, I can't.
Yeah.
I cannot do this task with like a serious topic.
Yeah.
Kind of queued up.
I get
that.
That's kind of what sports are for me. Just like, kind of listen, kind of entertains me.
You know what I kind of do is the fly on the wall is kind of my like go-to junk food podcast.
Ooh, is that what it's called?
No, but it's
guilty
like
pleasure.
It's just light listening.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm. Ear candy? I don't know.
No, I like junk food podcasts. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
I mean, no, that implies that it's bad for you, but a lighter fare.
Light bites.
A lighter
Fresca.
Fare.
Fresca.
Yes.
A little Fresca podcast. Yeah.
Just something, just a little. Well,
candy's bad for you, too.
Yeah, that's true. That's why I said lighter fare. When someone you go on a menu and they're like, these are our healthy options, a lighter fare. Last night, Melissa, I think you might have been cleaning out the freezer because Melissa.
I was.
Melissa.
Oh,
the
man.
Night before, the night before, you made like this really good like pork dish and like Parmesan spuds, and I think there was some grilled zucchini. It was really good.
So,
and then last night, Mel was cleaning out the freezer, and we had some.
You know, like the night before, you're gonna go to the grocery store, and you're like, I mean, just like eat everything in the fridge and freezer, and.
What would you guess Mel pulled from the freezer?
To put in the oven?
To put in the oven.
Oh.
Like four old Trader Joe's frozen salmon fillets.
Okay, no.
Well, that's no.
They're way back there.
No. That's high end. Okay. Think
this is like
think
the
more
most
finger food.
Generic.
Tots.
Some tots.
Some tots.
Maybe something from the appetizer.
Some taquitos. And some
bagel bites.
Some shrimp. Some deep fried shrimp.
Breaded shrimp. Yeah.
I don't know. So I was like, I'm sorry. Did you order the Applebee's sampler?
Yeah.
Is this where the potato boats? Are those coming through soon? Great. Everyone. Most well-consumed meal by the kids in months.
So the taquitos were so bad.
The taquitos looked dead. Okay. They looked
first
mummified.
First of all, they were like freezer laden.
This is freezer burned. Yeah.
And then I was like, they did not cook well.
Yeah.
They did not come off the sheet pan.
Uh-huh.
And then I ate one because I was hungry. And then I was like, I can't serve these. And I threw them away. But I'm still standing today.
Yeah.
So,
still standing.
Yeah.
That's a very parent question where you go.
You have to make these food decisions all the time.
Yeah. You're like,
has this expired? This is day four.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know,
a very parent question is, do frozen taquitos expire?
Because you don't have the box.
Yeah.
You've thrown that out. You've consolidated it to like a Ziploc bag. Yeah.
What's your thought?
Who knows? No, they definitely were. They needed to go.
Yeah.
They no longer held.
Would they make you sick or they probably wouldn't make you sick because they were frozen.
They just lost
But
their...
they weren't going to taste good.
Yeah, they're definitely not going to taste good and they're not going to cook right.
Yeah,
like
that was the consistency.
Once something goes freezer burn, it becomes a textural and an aesthetic
problem.
Yeah,
it's like
it looks terrible.
Soft
it doesn't.
And,
oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm, I threw them away. But, you got to. Actually, no one tells you that a lot of adulthood is cleaning out the fridge and the freezer.
At least a responsible adulthood is.
Using up what you've already purchased.
Mm. Mm.
You know?
It's good. You're right.
It's great.
Yeah. I feel like when I come in and I help eat something that was almost expired or had been in there a while, I'm like, Greta Thunberg would be proud of me. I'm Thunberg, whatever.
You're recycling.
Yeah, I'm using the resources that we have, and Dave Ramsey would be proud of me too. That old detached idiot boomer. Yeah.
Then he'd find out you live in California and call you a psychopath.
Yeah, get some free child care. Gosh, just everyone needs their mic shut off at some point. Yeah, everybody at a certain age that's just like, hey man, unless you're gonna be like real humble and real quiet, just no more talking.
Just dim it. Boop.
Boop. They should
positive things only.
No, they
only
should
be positive.
Or there should just be a channel for them. Just or a room for them. Just an old grumpy boomers, the world has passed me by club where they just go yell to each other. You know, they just yes and each other, just the lamest improv group ever. They're like, yeah, you're right. Kids' days and economy. And when I was a kid, and you know, boys with their long hair and
painted nails,
it's PC culture and Spirit of Jezebel, that's just for Driscoll. It just should be a certain point where you just don't get to talk anymore unless it's just very encouraging and kind, you know?
McDonald's used to be great.
McDonald's used to be great.
It did.
I don't know, but you are right that there is a good chunk of adulthood that is just a fridge and freezer maintenance, especially for whoever the primary housekeeper is, which is an unbelievable job. I was thinking about this. You know what? Being a primary housekeeper is like someone who.
I think that's a different. I think you're thinking a house manager.
House manager.
Housekeeper implies someone's cleaning.
Okay, you're right.
That's more of like a hired.
Yeah, homekeeper. Home.
I don't like that word either.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm not trying to. Primary.
That's like a very 80s Christian word.
Guess your domestic title.
No homekeeper, homemaker, no.
Great. Homemaker was the one I'm thinking of, and
triggered.
I'm glad that I did.
It's really just the adult who cooks.
Well, I think that's true, yes.
Let's not.
But that's divvy. And I know there are people that, I'm not saying in our house it's divvied. I'm saying there are people that, what I was just going to say, this is not meant to be an insult, but there needs to be a better term for it. No, you're rightfully triggered because homemaker, you're like, that one is.
I get that that's like sweet. It's trying to be sweet, but it's just got too much baggage behind it.
Well, what title do you think is fitting for it?
I already said it. The adult who cooks.
Adult who cooks.
The adult who cooks.
Yeah.
That's fair. I'll give you the adult. Yeah.
I think most households have an adult who cooks.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And the adult who cooks, this is what I didn't mean this in any negative way. The adult who cooks, I'm taking it the opposite direction. I was about to give you praise. is a wedding planner every day. The adult who cooks has to execute so much.
It's a lot of details.
But that's why I'm saying adult who cooks is a bad title. I know what you mean, but it doesn't encompass everything.
You know, but I
understand. I understand that it's like a cheeky
like event planner or something. I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
The catering chef. No.
Do you get what I'm trying to say?
I
appreciate this bit, by the way, a lot. But do you get what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
Because what you do is so much more than cook.
So,
but you are, this is an interesting discussion because there is a rightful like backlash to women stay at
like
home and cook
roles.
And clean in the kitchen and traditional roles, which is not what our household is. We do a multitude, but we do have a tradition, a quote unquote traditional thing, and that I have a quote unquote full time job and you don't. But it's so much more complicated. From the outside, that's what it looks like, but it's not that at all. The reality is we run a business and we run a household.
Yeah.
And I carry about 75% of the business and you carry about 75% of the house. Is that accurate and fair?
Yeah. And that other percentage, like in the business I carry.
That's what I'm saying. That 25% of the business that you carry
and
is
some of the
gigantic,
house...
and I couldn't do that. And what I do over here in the house is gigantic, and you could do that, but it's great that I do those things.
Yeah, and the kids carry some of the house stuff, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right, but I carry the income.
Yeah.
And I'm not looking for praise for that. I'm just talking about the dynamics of our household.
Totally. And which are stereotypical.
In
or
that
like
regard.
In a traditional sense.
And so adult who cooks is very funny. And I agree. Like that does kind of encapsulate a lot of modern homes. You're like, who cooks and shops and does all the stuff?
Yeah.
But what you do in that 75 is so much more than that.
Well, what,
like the calendar. The calendar management
the family
is
calendar is nuts. But so I was having coffee with a friend, and we have teens like entering kind of college years, you know, and like where they're going to have to like grocery shop and like share a kitchen with friends or roommates and like clean a bathroom, you know. And I was laughing because one of my teens was making an acai bowl in our kitchen with our blender. And they wanted it thick. They wanted it to have a thick consistency for their acai bowl. And I was like, hey, you can't ruin my blender. It's my blender. And they were like, but I want it thick.
Right.
And I was like, but that's my blender.
That's my blender. Please do not break my blender.
And and that's what the household manager is like, well, I made the grocery list. I bought the groceries.
Yes.
I put them in my fridge.
Yeah.
I menu planned. Right. I prep the food.
Rest. It's so that's what I'm saying. So much work. That's why household manager is a good, like, I think of household manager as like baseball manager, not like office manager, like baseball manager. Like, I'm in charge. I choose the lineup. I argue with the ump. I make the decisions. I am the final authority. And maybe there's a star player, or maybe there's somewhere you like there. That's what I think of. Like, household manager is a good one, I think.
I think it's good.
Homemaker is, there was a time where that was an endearing title.
Yeah.
Which is like, and it is like, and again, there's a bunch of old grumps in that room that we talked about a while back. Women don't need to be homemakers anymore. You're like, well, that doesn't work because you were all home wreckers. So that that didn't work. You would make the home and then she would make the home and then you would wreck it. But household manager, that's what I'm saying. Whoever the primary household manager is essentially executes a daily wedding. There is so much. People have to get dressed. People have to get ready. People have appointments. There is food to manage. There is setup. There is teardown.
Car service.
People have to get places. Mm-hmm. There are pictures.
Vendors are showing up.
Vendors are showing up. People are
cleaning the house.
Everybody
the yard,
has questions, and you're the final authority on that. All the questions come to you, including from the bride and the groom a lot of the time.
Yeah.
Being a household manager is a wedding planner, a daily wedding planner.
Yep.
But at the end, you don't get married. There's no celebration. It's not about you. You just have to execute somebody else's happy day.
And then you don't get it. And then you don't get a paycheck.
And then no one, if you are lucky, someone set aside a piece of cheesecake for you. If you are lucky.
Yeah.
Okay. We got there.
You can eat in the car.
It took us. That you can eat in the car.
By yourself.
All right. It took us 12 tense minutes, but we got there. Your gender role stuff's clunky and tricky, and there's like baggage in there, you know?
Do you think it's society, it's an issue of like overgeneralized titles versus people want all the boxes checked?
What do you mean?
Like they want, like, well, I do, they list. I want to be known as the creative. I want to be known as a photographer. I want to be known as, like, you know what I mean? It's like you need to hear, like, I do all these things. Like, you know, I'm the adult that cooks. I'm also the adult that cleans, but I'm not the homemaker.
Yeah. Right? That's interesting. It's kind of. Yeah. We have an ongoing bit about Mel. Mel said it once sincerely. So now it's an ongoing thing where you wanted me to help with something and you're like, Dustin, it's 2023. Of just like, come on. And so it's an ongoing bit. They're like, it's 2023. And that's fine. It's a bit. But I do think that there is a reality to people don't want to get lumped into one thing and be one thing anymore, nor should they want that. Mm-hmm. And also, we do live in a society where you kind of have to be more than one thing now. There's no like, I work at the lumber yard, and she is the homekeeper, and we own a 2-story home.
Yeah, the economy has changed.
And 2 dogs and 3 kids, you know.
Well, it's like,
who will take over the family lumber yard.
There's childcare for like 2 little kids is like $4,000 a month.
It's crazy.
You know? Yeah. So you're like, okay, so that's gone. Yeah. And then we got the house bill and even and there was all the money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because even even for me, who you're like, yeah, you're a comedian. You're like, okay, is that it? No. No, I'm a comedian. I'm an author. I'm a podcaster. You know, like we do.
And then.
Yeah, for years, I was my own booker. I was my own agent. I do my own socials. I'm a creator, you know, like. We've all got a million slashes anymore, you know? And in the same way, here's a good example, I think, of what our dynamic is earlier yesterday, I showed you a clip. Now, that clip, I'd written that joke. I had it filmed. I had sent it to you, edited and everything.
Yeah.
And I sent it to you, and I go, what do you think of this? And you go, it's a fine clip. And I go, I need an opinion from you on this. And you said, it's good. Post it. And so we posted it. And that was what I needed from you in that scenario. So as today, we get an email from a business contact, which by nature of what they're asking for would fall under your realm of responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
Like, certificates, it's email, it's business, it's CFO stuff.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't even know how to, you bring that up and you show that to me, and what you need from me is to empathetically go, this sucks, they should be nicer, I'm sorry you have to deal with that.
Yeah.
That's in the same way that I'm like, I just need you to give me an emotional response to this, yes or no. You needed me to give you an emotional response to that.
Yes.
And then we go on our different ways. So we have different tasks, but we are very much in it together.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
If that makes sense. Or when I run a joke by you or something like that, you know? I wrote a joke at 5 in the morning last night. I want to see what you think about this. I'm California sober. You guys know the term California sober.
Mm-hmm.
So you
don't drink, but you do weed.
Okay, so I'm California sober, which means I don't know any narcotics or substances except weed, anxiety meds, a sleep aid, mushrooms, and Ozempic. California sober.
You could just throw vegan in there.
Clean, just clean living. Just weed, heavy meds, shrooms, and Ozempic. That's it, baby. Clean living for
green
me.
Green juices.
Yeah. No, that's clean living. That's clean living. But the meds, the sleep aid, mushrooms, and Ozempic. Clean living for me, baby. California sober. I think it's pretty funny. I don't even mean it in a negative way. It just, you know.
The U.S. is just going to cut California off. Just put us into the ocean.
Give us.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, a sponsor comes along that genuinely improves your life.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what Dillico has been for us.
Yeah.
Dillico has gotten us back into pickleball. And by that, I mean me into pickleball. And me back into it, and Mel into it for the first time.
I'm a beginner.
Oh, but you're good.
It's so fun.
It's very fun, and nice to go out with little paddles and shirts and gear that you like and you feel good in.
We've done some doubles with all sorts of different people in our community.
Play some public square people. It's great.
We're having a blast.
It's so much fun. And we're thankful to Dillico for sending us the gear. I really like the paddles. I've been using pickleball paddles my whole life, and they're very high quality, but they're not too much. It's very accessible. The clothes are good for everybody. They got
super
some good tees. It's got the, you know, the athletic kind of look and feel to it. The hoodie I wear a lot. It's very comfy. I get a lot of compliments on it. A lot of people are like, you play pickleball? But not in like, oh, that guy plays pickleball type way. It's a very delicate art that they do there.
And they have some really fun expressions on the back that like are geared for pickleball. And so if you know the sport, you're going to get it and you're going
to
like it.
And if you go to Dillico, you go to their website, links right here in the show notes, and you use code promo code Backseater. That's all one word. Backseater. You're going to get, we've upped the discount, 20% off.
Woo!
20% off. Use code Backseater. Go get yourself a little paddle, little shirt.
Sweatshirt.
Whatever you need, Dillico is there for you. So, we'll see you on the courts. We're in Dillico.
Dillico.
It's great. So, I saw this stat.
We're going to be Hawaii now.
Everyone's talking about, that'd be great. Yeah, you mean to tell me Yuma's coastal now?
Yeah, more beach.
Sign me up, baby. Oh, my gosh, more beach? No one goes to Eastern California. That's great news for us.
Yeah.
Just start floating towards Hawaii, baby.
Let's go.
But I saw the stat. They're talking about the mass exodus of Californians, right?
Yeah.
And I saw a guy, he was talking about he was talking about the majority of people who leave California. Like, all these states are complaining all the Californians are coming there.
Yeah.
Ah, they're ruining our place. The Californians, the Californians. I've made that joke before. The Californians, the Californians. The people who are leaving are not native Californians. They are the overwhelming majority of them are people who moved to California and then loudly left California. So there was a thing called the sticky state. Like, so likelihood that people grow up and remain in the state that they're from. And California has a 70% sticky state rate,
wow.
meaning people who are born in California, 70% of them live there their whole life.
Oh.
It's not Californians leaving.
It's interesting.
And that makes a lot of sense to me because
it's transplants.
Yeah. And we're transplants, but we found a place that we love here. And as far as I'm concerned, the city of Seattle is not livable. I love it with my whole heart. So rainy, so dark. It just doesn't bring enough to the table warmth-wise for me.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting, though.
That
but
is
it's because these Californians, they show up in Austin and Nashville and Phoenix and Boise, and they're like, ah, screw California, we're here. And then they're like, they're just loud. Mm-hmm. And you think that those are not Californians. And not the Californians. They're still here. He's right here.
Now
I do think that the
native Californians are moving back onto their parents' property.
Well, I mean, yeah,
and
I mean,
they're
still got to afford to live
they're
here.
They're building an ADU for
if
their parents.
Their boomer parents didn't sell it.
Yeah.
The parents are in an ADU, and now they've got the house. That's how they're doing it.
Listen, I know a lot of you old boomers don't like who won't have all this property. I know how much you hate millennials and Gen Z.
Yeah.
I get it. And you're like, I don't want to sell my house to them. I get it. But I'm here to tell you, the only thing that I know you hate more than us is the government. And that's who's going to get it. If you don't sell us your dang house, sell us your homes. Boomers and Gen X, sell us your homes.
We want a second
toilet. Or the government gets us. Please. Our children are dressing behind curtains in these tiny little starter homes that you'll only sell us your homes, boomers and Gen X, because the only thing you hate more than Gen Z and millennials is the government. And that's who's getting it, baby. Sell us your homes.
I saw this ad. Our daughter was watching YouTube. And
our kids were watching YouTube.
Yeah. And this ad said, got a college student going to college? Well, now you've got an Airbnb. And they're saying rent out
your
kids'
childhood
kids
room. Oh my God. Is that what it's come to? Hey, don't mind the squishamallows. I'm just renting my child's childhood room.
Yeah.
Listen, it's not a bad idea.
So they picked up
on that San Diego location. You know how much you can get for that?
Yeah. You know? Something that Gen X can enjoy. Yeah.
Okay. We've got some things. I got a Stranger Danger. I got a Facebook group thing, too. I got to get to dates. We got to get to things. Guys, I have a lot of upcoming shows coming up. Next week. This week? Next week? Tomorrow?
Ooh.
Tomorrow. Sing it.
Tomorrow.
Come on, Annie, hit it.
I can't.
Tomorrow. I'll start you off. Mine's so bad, you'll sing it.
I'm so good.
Can you spoken word it? Tomorrow.
No, I can't.
I can't
perform today.
Tomorrow. When you put it like that, it does sound a little bit like a Radiohead song. Tomorrow. I love you.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, you can hear it over Karma Police.
Yeah.
It works. I have no musical skills, so. But some TikToker out there needs to go tomorrow, as if it was a Radiohead song. It'll work.
Oh yeah,
nice.
Anyways, I'm gonna be at the Lincoln in Cheyenne, Wyoming, then the rest of the week in Fort Collins, Colorado. Later this month, Des Moines, Iowa. In June, we've got Naples, Tampa, Dania Beach, San Diego, July, Rosemont, Chicago, Huntsville, Nashville, Fort Wayne, Indiana. And then we go to August as Louisville, Atlanta, Charleston, Asheville, Charlotte, Omaha, San Antonio, Houston. August is busy.
I told you.
There's August a corporate in there, too.
August is packed.
I think I got a big old fat mega church check coming in August, too. Cha-ching! It's Driscoll's church. I'm kidding.
Look at those tithes.
Those are helpful. I can't wait. Yeah, keep it in.
Move on.
And then the rest of the fall, Tacoma, Milwaukee, Appleton, Austin, Salt Lake, Raleigh, Oklahoma City, Tulsa, Spokane. I think it's going to be on sale by this time comes out. I'm going to be in Boston on September 28th, too.
Great.
At the Crystal Ballroom. We have a wonderful Facebook group. I believe the link is in the show notes to the Facebook group, Dustin Nickerson Comedy Fans. And we have a really thoughtful group in there. And one of them actually, and then multiple kind of added, they asked how my back's doing.
They're worried about you.
It's really nice. I feel really cared for there. So thank you. There's also some people who are looking to do some like a pre-show meetups.
It's fun.
I think it was Colette, maybe somebody, I forget the exact name, who in the Facebook group was like, hey.
Like, hey, are you going to this show?
Yeah, and Addison, let's get in that Facebook group, do some pre-show meet and greets. You never know who may or may not stop by. That's not a promise. Mm-hmm. Might be Mel. Mel loved to do a little pre-show meet and greet.
I don't know about that. Hey, I think it's
You mean
great.
To tell me if there's a group of parents, probably moms, who are like, hey, we're going to go grab a little something before Dustin's going to be busy getting ready anyways. You mean to tell me you wouldn't show up? Curated spot that they like?
Yeah, Mel comes up. If it's a local favorite spot,
everyone's pretty excited to see you.
I want a cool spot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm just saying, you guys never know what shows Mel or may not be at. So, I'm no promises, but, you know, something to keep in mind. But they asked how my back was doing. The unfortunate part about aging, there are a lot of unfortunate parts about aging. One is that as you gain wisdom, you also gain weight. Huge bummer that with age comes pounds and knowledge. And it's why Buddha was who he was. So wise. And, you know, with that comes some pounds. You know, maybe Jesus would have gotten larger if he had lived longer. I don't know. But I'm just saying, Mel hates this bit so much. I ran it by her yesterday. I'm just saying if Jesus were 50
with
when
a few kids.
Would he have had abs on the cross? I don't know. But counter argument, 33 was actually middle age back then. So this is going nowhere. The other thing about my back is people say things as you get older that what will heal you is stretching, sleep, and water. And they are right. And the stretching for my back has helped so much. So much. I hate stretching and vegetables so much, but I want to see grandchildren. I want to live a life into my 60s and 70s and 80s and maybe 90s. But without stretching and vegetables, there's no option.
Your back stretches are so
pathetic.
Like teeny tiny and like specific.
But there's something I have to do. And that's why I don't like them. I don't like having to do anything. They're the teensiest, tiny little stretches.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to do stretches for that and my vertigo. Mm-hmm. And I'm supposed to do these workouts for my throat, my MTD, the muscular tension dysphonia. I'm supposed to do all of them. Now, the MTD is easy because I can build it into my day. If you see me going, I'm just going, that's one of them.
Yeah.
And a breathing thing. That's great. It's just training me how to speak differently without my voice getting really, it's not even my vocal cords. It's the muscles around them getting strained. But
your throat.
The stretching. You know what I hate too is when I stretch and read or pray or meditate or something like a little before bed, I sleep so well and I hate it. I hate that that's right. I don't want to do that. I want to drink and eat before bed and
stare
watch something and stare at my phone because you're not supposed to eat late at night. But have you ever had food late at night? It's unbelievable. It tastes so much better.
Four times better.
God made food taste better an hour before bed. I don't. You can say that's God or you can say it's science, but either way, it's a fact. Food tastes so much better
when you're sleepy.
When you're so. Oh, it hits. Mm-hmm. Have you ever had Cheez-Its at 11? I've had Cheez-Its at every hour of the day. Every hour of the day. Cheez-Its between 11 and 1. Cheez-Its in a beer between 11. And one.
It's divine.
You know what? I'll die now because this is heaven. Food tastes so good late at night. Now, will I sleep bad? Yes. Will I feel
bad? Do you have a dairy allergy?
Yes. Did Did I forget lactates? Yes.
Did you not need all that salt?
Will I pee so much at night? Yes. But for this 30 minutes.
Bliss.
Unbelievable. Mm-hmm. Have you ever had Cheez-Its, beer, and TikTok at 11 p.m.? I don't even need religion anymore because heaven has heaven has come to earth.
Kingdom on earth.
Kingdom mm-hmm. on earth.
You get the...
Yeah.
What? I was going to say trilogy, but trilogy? I wanted to say...
Trinity.
I was Trinity. Transfiguration. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Trinity. There we go. Man, I found it.
A little trilogy. Rusty on our theology.
The
here.
Holy trilogy.
The holy trilogy. I mean, listen, it's no... Anxiety meds, sleep aid, mushrooms, and Ozempic, but California sober. So anyways, thank you for asking about my back. It's helped. The stretching helps a lot. I'm trying. I don't like being a grown-up. I don't like it. I don't like that all the stuff is right. When you drink a lot of water,
yeah.
you feel better, your skin looks better, your bones feel good, you got more energy. I don't like it. I don't like it. I don't like that if I exercise, I feel good all day. I don't like it. I don't like this lifestyle. I'll do it because I love the people in my life.
But
I value you guys. I don't value myself. So I value having you around
me. You
got
to do it for us, not for you.
I have people relying on me. But if you all die, if some horrible crash happens and you're gone, I'm Cheez-Its till death. I'm death by Cheez-Its. I will eat myself into death of Cheez-Its.
It's a good way to go.
It's the best way to go. I will... entrap myself. I will have
the boxes on your feet.
I will go into a corner of my room and I will have I'll have a fortress between me and the door of Cheez-Its, surrounded by Cheez-Its, and I will chew my way out. And if I make it, then maybe I'll start a new life elsewhere. But if I don't make it, then I'm gonna die the way that I want, which is surrounded by Cheez-Its. At that point, Cheez-Its, not just in my mouth, but touching every part of my body. Just full. I will be Pharaoh, and this will be my mummy. This will be.
Your chamber.
This will mm-hmm. be the tomb I'm enshrined in, mm-hmm. a Cheez-It tomb. And I will. I will grieve through Cheez-Its. It's the only way. If I don't have my family, then it's death by Cheez-Its.
All right.
Even with my family, it might be death by Cheez-Its. It's the best cracker.
Yeah.
What, you give me a Wheat
so
Thin?
Good.
Get out of here. So good. A Wheat Thin. Mm. A Wheat Thin's great, but a...
I might go Goldfish, though. I mean,
get
a big old
here.
Carton, a big old milk
oh,
carton
yeah.
of Goldfish.
You sit down with your little iPad and your stroller, do a little Goldfish, someone cut out some grapes for you. Yeah. Hey, someone took the... Someone peeled these.
You're so juvenile.
Somebody peeled these zucchinis for me.
Yeah, the Cheez-Its are
not
too sharp.
Zucchinis, cucumbers. Someone peeled these cucumbers for me.
Yeah, the corners are too hard on the Cheez-Its.
It's great. That's part of the appeal of the Cheez-Its is
cut
you're suffering.
Your Cheez-Its.
I want to eat the fish.
No, I cut up my mouth. Make me hurt.
Salt and the wound.
Now I've got an open wound, and the cheese can go into the wound. I'm becoming part. My DNA is merging with cheese. By the time I've eaten as
You'll
many Cheez-Its as I want, I'm half cheese. I'm half cheese. The crumbs are just in the open wounds of my mouth. It's unbelievable. Anyways, but the stretching's been helping my back.
What about when the people you love are prohibiting you from, say, exercise?
Well, then, that's the adult life, right?
Yeah, everybody calls you or comes outside
yeah.
or has an emergency when yeah. you're trying to work out twice
well,
a week.
Well, that's actually a decent segue. Yeah. Mel, mm-hmm. it's almost Mother's Day.
Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm.
This is an interesting discussion. You and I were talking about this before. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you're 17 years a mom. This is your 17 Mother's Day?
Sure.
Because our first...
Do you count the pregnant one?
Well, no. No, you weren't pregnant. You had a baby.
When I was pregnant.
I mean, you were pregnant at the start of Mother's Day, but you were you had a child in hand.
Okay.
Joel, our oldest, was born on Mother's Day. So this is an interesting question because there's no universal answer.
But no, I think like every retailer is like, mom wants these
right.
Lululemon pants.
Right.
And but, mom wants these, you know, Clorox wipes.
Right.
Like, mom doesn't want those. But
this is the same with dads. Like, dad wants some tools. Does he?
Get her some lipstick.
Yeah.
Well, so I guess.
Get her some lipstick. Mom's been looking terrible lately.
I think after like, 17-ish years of Mother's Day.
Yeah.
I think it's like every holiday, the couple needs to have a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you wake up on Mother's Day and go like, oh, great, there's no plans, no gifts, I am totally...
not love, thought of,
yeah,
cared
nobody
for.
Understands
yeah.
how much I do. And
yeah.
And or you're going to like get... flooded with gifts and you're like, this isn't in the budget, like
mm-hmm.
we're gonna have a bunch of credit card debt, you know. Or how I was saying, like, eating out with little kids is like, this isn't
fun for me,
who's this for?
Yeah,
like, you know. So, and then you kind of want to incorporate like teaching kids about gift giving.
Mm-hmm.
And that can be a learning experience,
right?
Usually when they're like little, they're
right.
doing like little surveys at
right.
school or Sunday school.
But you like, do hate gifts.
I don't like gifts.
No.
And
like, if I take our kids to go buy you something, you will not like that.
And it's because I feel a lot of pressure to like it.
In the moment.
Wear it.
Yeah.
And use it.
Yeah.
And that doesn't feel thoughtful to me, even though I know it's thoughtful.
Mm-hmm.
Like, to me, I want to like pick out a gift.
Right.
Because I'm just very practical.
Well, this is
so. That's just my own.
Well,
that's just me.
That's the point.
You know,
that's the point. And that, yeah. like, if you, here's my husband, dad tip to all fathers trying to figure out what to do for Mother's Day. Ask her what she wants now.
Expectations.
By the way, even that's probably wrong because
sure.
there are moms who are like, I don't want to have to put thought into this. The whole point is that you surprise, you do something thoughtful for me.
Yeah.
This is like where holidays can be kind of a hard for people in general. But after like 20, you know, there are 17 Mother's Days, 20 years married and anniversaries and birthdays and 23 birthdays.
Yeah.
There's no surprises for you. I like a
I
gift. I
like
a surprise.
But then you tease me for every gift I
get. But I like them and I wear them.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, I think...
But
here's a good example. We have a eighth grade graduate.
Yeah.
And so we're like, you know, dress, nails, shoes, you know, the lays,
mm-hmm.
the like, are we doing a party or
right.
a thing? And I said,
weed edible.
What would make you feel most celebrated?
Right.
I asked our eighth grader that. And she goes, hanging out with my friends.
Great.
Yeah. So we're like, not going to go do a family brunch
yeah.
for $200 because that's not going to make her feel celebrated.
No.
We need to drive her to her friends.
Right.
That is what she cares about.
Right.
And getting her nails done.
Right.
So that's where the money and the priorities are going.
For her. So that's the question to ask the mom
yeah.
in your life.
Yes.
Of what would make you feel most celebrated.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And she might say, like, I want a brunch with my friends. Or
right.
I want to go hiking, or I want a coach purse,
right.
you know, mm-hmm. or like, let's finish that house project we've been putting off. I don't
right,
know.
Right, right.
I don't know what.
Well, let me ask you
person.
What. Well, what is your answer for that? Cause I have an idea. Cause I mean, you are, one of the wonderful things about you is you know the things that you like.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, I don't want anything more than those. So we've had, you're like, I would like, acai bowl and a coffee and a walk at the beach. I'm like, okay, with me or with the family or, you know, like,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
So what are you, because we talked about last episode, May is also so busy for parents.
Yeah.
That mm-hmm. adding extra money or adding extra time can be a challenge.
Totally.
And another thing that you don't like is you do not like a simplified solution. If there's something, I was like, okay, we'll just do that. Like, that's your least favorite word is just.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, so we're just going to do that. We'll just get you that. And you're like, no, this is more complicated than that, even if it's not more complicated than that. But,
well, this is why it's complicated for me is it's Mother's Day. It's my son's 17th birthday. It's my 40th birthday in June.
Yeah.
And it's our 20th wedding anniversary in August.
Okay. Also, you're not a natural gift giver or a receiver.
Yeah.
And you have money baggage because of, like, we went bankrupt, you know, at one certain point in our life. So it's not. And there are things like, it's more complicated. You're like, we can't just go somewhere because then are the kids just going to be at home on screens the whole time? What's the whole totality of the plan? So like you don't like a quick solution of things.
No. So we have like trips and events planned already, you know, like big big things. So I need nothing the day of. On Sunday, and then on Monday night, we're going to a Padres game, and our girls are singing. And
right.
We're getting Ghirardelli's afterwards.
Great.
Yeah. So.
Nothing. No card, and then, no candy.
And then.
No.
What I told you was I really wanted to go to that show at the Hollywood Bowl.
Which we're doing. Great.
And so that feels like an elaborate gift.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, tickets were comped. Shout out asking for comedy show tickets. I mean, the room was not comped, but that's what I mean of like, but maybe that this is like, I don't know, societal weird, like pulled it. But then if you don't do something sometimes as a guy in that scenario, like what was the gift? Did we do breakfast in bed? Did we do, even if that's not the thing that you like, the stereotypes, you feel like I made a mistake. I didn't do a good enough job. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Or are they secretly resenting? Are they just saying this to be nice? Da, 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 da.
Yeah, well, we might do a meal out that day, but it would be because
my family's in town. Realistically, it's so funny because you're like, oh, I'd love to do like a hike and a smoothie or something. You're like, I mean, we do that a lot of Wednesdays. But you're like, but that's the thing that you like. And I get it.
Yeah,
you know?
I think we did hike last Mother's Day and it was lovely.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we went out to dinner. Yeah.
Well, there you go. Great. So. Well, that's good to know. Here's a hot question for Mother's Day. This is a common one.
What?
So for your standard husband father.
Okay.
Where does his Mother's Day obligations primarily lie? To his wife and the mother of his children, or to his own mom? I will tell you this. To me, and I'm not saying this in my specific circumstance. I'm saying this to men in my exact situation. That's to your wife, baby. That is, if you send a card and a thing to your mom, fantastic. You give her a call. Great. You can incorporate her in some way. But your level of how committed you are to your mom versus your wife and the mother of your children. I mean, this is your primary focus right now.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, I sometimes feel like it's almost my exclusive focus. Like even how I care for the children, a lot of time it's almost kind of coming through you. Of like, you know what I mean? Of just like talking to you about what I do with the kids. Not that I don't take initiative. Of course I do that. But like this last Sunday is a great example of that. Mm-hmm. I'm like, hey, I want to watch this and do this with the kids. And you're like, what I would like you to do is take Claire to go do this thing that we have to do. And I was like, great, I'll go do that. You know? Yeah. But I think that it primarily goes.
It's a great question.
It's a fair one because it's not that your mom doesn't deserve to be loved. Of course she does.
Yeah.
And to be thought of. She was your mother at a certain point.
Totally.
But I mean, is still your mother. But it probably depends family to family. Uh-huh. But as far as like how much, know what it is? This is what it is. Is your wife is busier than your mom right now.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Is your wife needs more help and love.
Probably.
And care, most likely.
Yeah.
And affection and to be thought of.
So
then your mom, so than your actual biological mom does right now.
If you're going to go like landscape your mom's house on Mother's Day.
Yeah. you better do your house too.
Then there better be like a Saturday thing you're doing for your wife.
Interesting point.
You don't have
to necessarily do more for your wife than your mom, but you better not do more for your mom than your wife. Unless that's
depends.
What the...
It just depends.
It depends.
But you need to incorporate both in a period of time, you know? Like, sort of over 2 weeks or... I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think with us, like, and our parents, since nobody's local, we end up doing that, like, on... Not on the holidays.
Right, with the
grandparents.
Well, yeah, we're grown-ups. We don't have to celebrate things on the actual day.
Yeah. But, like, you know, you go to your kid's baseball game and
right.
then you plan and manage and pull off, like, a family outing or a dinner. You know, those are...
Everyone get your scooters. We're going to the park. All right, we got one email, and then we got to get out of here.
All right.
This is from Cindy, friend of the pod.
Patron. Hey, Cindy.
This is from our Vegas episode.
Awesome.
This is subject 2-year-old birthday in Vegas. Dustin and Mel, after you talk about how great Vegas is for families, I just had to chip in with one of our stories. The military moved us to Vegas when my oldest was 1.5 years. When she turned 2, her grandparents came in to celebrate. At the time, Siegfried and Roy had a secret garden and dolphin habitat where they had dolphins and also the tigers and lions they had retired from their show. We got to the Mirage where it was located and headed back to find it. We got to a part outside where the path split. The lions and tigers were one way. I looked the other way and saw the sign... Bear pool. I jokingly said to my in-laws, hey, they've got a bear pool. We should go to that too. My mother-in-law did not see the sign and presumably because we were there to see the lions and tigers, assumed it was a pool where the animals bears hung out. Or where the animal bears hung out. She was like, bears where? So Vegas is a place where neither a pool for bears nor a pool full of bear people would be out of place. On another note, anyone who goes, who goes and has access to military bases should go to the Nellis and visit the petting zoo, which surprisingly is not filled with animals, but with Soviet area machines like planes, helicopters, tanks, etc., that the kids or adults can get into. It's really cool. For all those lacking military access, I second Red Rocks as an amazing and would add Valley of Fire State Park and the Hoover Dam. Mandalay Bay has a small aquarium. Springs Preserve is also pretty popular. Lastly, I found the best place to park on the strip and not walk 3 miles casinos is to get to the street is the Bellagio. You come up right at the conservatory, which is always a delight, and right by the exit of the street. MGM is the worst place to park. Cindy. Thanks, Cindy.
Ooh,
we appreciate you guys.
That's
some good Vegas tips.
I'll be honest. I didn't know how they knew Vegas.
Yeah.
Because they're Southerners.
Yeah, military,
you know?
Baby.
Military.
I don't think they are.
Awesome.
Are they actually from the South?
Yeah.
I know they've lived there.
Harris's brother-in-law is from the South.
We've clocked you in Alabama, D.C., and now Vegas because
Korea.
In Korea, of course.
Yeah. Anyway.
North or South? Bye!
Bye!
Hey, folks, we want to give a special shout-out to our As Essential As Oils patrons. Those are the top tier, baby.
Mm-hmm.
The best of the best. The $25 a month and up patrons. So thank you so much for supporting the podcast. We love you and appreciate you so much. First off, Avril Griffiths.
Adam Bush.
Allison Nelson.
Bonnie Galindo.
Brandon Schoenberger.
Kiri T.
Christopher Finland.
Code to Grow.
Courtney Eibling.
Damaris Diaz-Stevens.
Daniel Owens.
Dave and Melissa Cox.
Dave Hoagland.
Dustin Daly.
Jason and Francis White.
Jessica Hanheran.
Joshua and Nikki Platt.
Jordan Cowan.
Juliana Smith.
Lori Amos.
Matt and Sam Slosdom.
Michelle Calson.
Nathan and Jennifer Merritt.
Nicole Carroz.
Rachel Wilson.
Robert and Nellie K. Penn.
Rachel Kennedy.
Steven Mina.
Tiffany Payne. Thank you guys
so
much for your support. Bye.
Bye.